And former NRL Premiership player in Adam McDougall is going to talk fitness with us, and it's simply called the Man Challenge. He's teaming up with the Mark Hughes Foundation to tackle brain cancer. Adam, great to have you on the show.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the Man Challenge. First, we've been talking about it a lot here on 1116 SEM, Melbourne's home of sport. For those that haven't joined in over the last couple of weeks, tell us about the Man Challenge.
The Man Challenge is just simply an online fitness and food program for blokes who don't want to spend hours at the gym or give up their favourite things like beer. And it's basically video workouts that get sent to you every single day, and you can do the workouts in the comfort of your lounge room. And they're only 10-minute workouts, and you basically get to train with your favourite sporting stars and celebrities. Everyone from Paul Roos does some workouts to Nathan Brown and Jono Brown as well have got behind us. So got some sporting legends you get to test yourself against, and just get fit and you know, learn what to eat. And we send through what you should eat every single day so you don't have to think about it. And as I said, you get up a little bit of a sweat, lose some weight, have some beers, and just have a good time all around and raise some money for charity.
Come on, Adam. It seems too good to be true, mate. You're trying to tell me that I can sit in the lounge room and exercise over 10 minutes?
Well, look, I just spoke to the Mark Hughes Foundation, and one of their guys there from the foundation did the round last round, and over the 10 weeks and the subsequent weeks after that, he's lost 40 kilos. So yeah, he was a big guy to start with, but that's the great thing about this program. It's always been, fitness has been about really fit people, not about people that have got a sore back or, you know, some sore knees or are getting a bit long in the tooth. Fitness has always been about fit people rather than people that just want to lose a few kilos. And this program's about being fun and about, you know, just getting yourself moving. I think, you know, we've been lied to for too long about what you need to do to get fit. You don't need to do a lot. You just need to do a little bit, and that little bit then becomes more and more, and you've got to enjoy it. And, you know, as I said, the average weight loss first round with the 4,000 gentlemen that took part in it was just shy of 10 kilos over the 10 weeks. So, mate, the results are in. It speaks for itself. And, you know, if you do run the 10-minute workouts, you'll surely be glad they don't go for any longer.
TheManChallenge.com.au is the website. And you mentioned the charity element. Tell us and describe why you're so passionate about this.
Yeah, look, you know, been very fortunate after football to be successful in business. And, you know, my best friend who was in the same premiership winning teams as me, Mark Hughes, got diagnosed a couple of years ago with brain cancer. He's got three beautiful young kids, and look, the prognosis, you know, at the time wasn't great. It's a very aggressive disease, very underfunded, and, you know, they need money. And Paul Harrigan, as you know, was in the jungle with Brendan Favola, and he raised $50,000 for the foundation that night, Chief, and Brendan also gave $50,000. And I was in a room full of people with cancer that night, and the tears and the emotion they showed with that money really made me want to do something. So I decided to donate $100,000 of my own money to the charity and then hopefully raise some more money through the challenge. So we want to tackle brain cancer and also help people lose weight, which is another huge problem in our society at the moment.
How did you find, when you wound down your professional sporting career, how did you find you're able to maintain your weight?
Just by keeping it simple, and that's the big thing. Yeah, it was hard to go from being a professional athlete where you're told what to eat every single day and you spend hours and hours training, and then all of a sudden you're time poor and you lack motivation like most people.
Yeah.
And, you know,
did you balloon out at all?
Look, I didn't balloon out because I just kept it simple, you know, I really did. I just made sure I walked a little bit. And I made sure that, you know, I watched what I ate, which is probably the most important thing. And, you know, I really just kept it simple. Like I said, just doing some push-ups, doing some body weight exercises, and, you know, all in all, just setting myself little goals and challenges to keep it interesting. So it is hard, and, you know, but we make it probably a little bit harder than it should be. And I think this is what this program's great. It educates you on what you need to do to stay fit.
It's, you know, the reason I ask is, of course, you know, the man who's normally sitting in this chair, Daniel Harford, played 169 games of AFL football, and it's fair to say he's been in a very decent paddock ever since. And I'm concerned about where he's at physically moving forward. So hopefully he's jumping on this Man Challenge. Tell us a bit about the eating plans, though, Adam. What are you saying? Just trying to reduce fat intake or trying to increase protein? How are you tackling it?
Yeah, well, it was really interesting. I obviously own another business called The Man Shake, and we've literally helped over 150,000 guys lose weight and keep it off. And it's been staggering, and that's where I've been able to do something like this because of the success of that program. And essentially, The Man Shake, it just encourages guys to make sure they have a good breakfast, a high-protein breakfast in the morning. And, you know, science and research shows us that, you know, people that do that on average have a waistline that's 5 centimetres smaller, and they reduce their rate of obesity by 450% by having a high-protein breakfast. So they don't then, you know, find themselves mid-morning starving and grabbing the, you know, something full of sugar like an energy drink or a flavoured milk. And then after that, the most important thing is you know, making sure that, you know, you're also eating your vegetables, which sounds a little bit boring, and getting plenty of fibre in their diet. So for men, it's about protein and fibre. And, you know, obviously you find fibre in fruit and vegetables. So and staying hydrated is another important one as well. And following a, you know, a slightly, you know, biased Mediterranean style sort of diet, you know, and it's about putting something green on your plate, something that's, you know, got protein in it, and drinking water, because a lot of the time you're dehydrated and you mistake hunger for being actually thirsty. So it's really simple. And yeah, you start your day off with a good breakfast. I can assure you that's the best thing you can do. And you know, replace them, you know, bad snacks with good snacks, like a handful of nuts or something like that, rather than a chocolate bar. So
where do we get the man shake from?
The man shake's just, it's in chemists, and it's also online at the man shake. So it's been incredible. As I said to you, you know, we're in chemists, and you know, we're very lucky to have Alicia Edges, the former AIS dietitian who's worked with the Brumbies, and she understands guys and the psychology of guys, and she understands, and as I do, is that if you tell guys you're on an extreme diet, which most of them think they have to, which is giving up beer or giving up bread, how long are you going to stick to it? It's about consistency, like everything in life. And if you do the right thing 80% of the time, you should live to enjoy yourself and have a beer and have a pie and watch the footy and live your life. You know, it's you know, when we go on these starvation diets and extreme diets, they last for a couple of weeks and then we end up stacking more weight on. So diet's not just about what you put in your mouth, but it's also about the way that you're thinking about food as well.
In all seriousness, there's some great messages there. Themanchallenge.com.au. I love the sound of the man shake. You'd be coming up towards a 20-year NRL premiership reunion. There'd be a few of your teammates that might be avoiding you, though, when they're having a few quiet ones, wouldn't they?
Look, well, I'm just overwhelmed by the support I've had from the rugby league community and the AFL community, thanks to Paul Roos being an ambassador for us. And I really can't express to SEN as well and all the listeners out there, thank you so much for supporting the Mark Hughes Foundation. It's a terrible disease, and I know that, you know, one in two people are affected directly by cancer. And, you know, as I said, we can't express how grateful we are for your opportunity today to just spread the word about this great cause.
We want to raise 100 grand. How much have we raised so far, and how we need to get the SEN army together right in behind it? Because there's a lot of guys that we see here as part of the SEN family, and we call ourselves a big family here, that could maybe just lose a couple of kilos. This might be just the perfect way to kickstart them.
Yeah, well, look, you know, we're not far off, as I said. I'm going to chip in the difference anyway. But the numbers have been great. As I said, we haven't reached the numbers we did last round because everyone's saying it's a bit cold. But, you know, I don't want to hear excuses. As I said, it's pretty simple. It's 10 minutes a day. You can do it in your lounge room. You get centre resistance band. You don't have to think about your food. We show you what to eat. Show you even how to cook it, for God's sake. So our chef is on there with the video showing you what to do. So no excuses. The worst thing that you're going to lose is a few kilos around your waistline, and you're going to help us, as I said, help some people who are in a really bad way at the moment with cancer. So let's do this, eh?
Oh, it's not cold down here in God's country, mate. It may be up in Newcastle or in Sydney, wherever I'm chatting to you from. Hey, Adam, thanks so much for your time, and it's a fantastic thing that you're doing. Just repeating, themanchallenge.com.au. It opened on May 20. Let's raise over $100,000 for the Mark Hughes Foundation. But most importantly, let's get Aussie men up and about and starting to move. Good on you, buddy.
Thank you so much, guys, and thank you. Really appreciate it.